black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's mercy. They're making it crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Black Helicopter News and I'm your host, Andrew Robinson. Today's show is going to be an abbreviated episode in which I will have a channel update for you guys and a brief reflection and highlights from my internship and highlights from New Jersey City University's 2016 commencement ceremony. So let's jump right into things, shall we? So yesterday, I interviewed Niall Murphy, aka Opaque Lens, the host of Shamanic Freedom Radio. And that interview should be up in about a week. We talked about a lot of things, and I think it went really well. He's got an interesting point of view on the state of affairs of the world. He's an interesting guy. He's based out of the UK. I highly recommend you check out his podcast. He talks about philosophy, geopolitics, consciousness, and it's got a little humor sometimes. He's also a Doctor Who fan. You can check him out on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. He's perhaps my biggest guest yet. He's interviewed the likes of David Icke, Graham Hancock, and Rupert Sheldrake, just to name a few. Also, I got another big name guest lined up. So, I just tweeted and booked an interview with pop culturist and television personality Rob Bruce. You might remember him from episodes of AMC's Comic Book Men. He's guest appeared on many different podcasts on Kevin Smith's Smodcast podcast network. In addition, he's been well known in the comic book, toys, and collectibles scene in New Jersey for a long time now. He's also a founding father of the Asbury Park Comic Con, and sometimes you can catch him at Collingswood Auction in Farmingdale, New Jersey, and Jane Silent Bob's Secret Stash in Red Bank, New Jersey. Two places I'm known to haunt, so I think this would be a really good interview. So what else? I'm going to keep grinding out pods. I'm going to keep grinding out on Elder Scrolls Online. I'm level 27 now. I'm going to keep grinding out on this new game I'm playing, Zombie. And I'm almost beating that. I'm going to work on doing music for the summer. And I think I'm going to have to dust off and put on the metal mask. That's a President Zen 1 reference. If you don't know, shame on you. ReverbNation.com/President Zen 1. Got over 80-something songs up there. I've been making music for a long time. And I wear a metal mask, a gladiator mask, to be specific, as my alter ego. So we've been talking about it for a while, doing some shows with Damian Rucci. He's been on a touring circuit for a while now, doing poetry readings almost every night. I also need to get him back on the show. And be sure to follow him on social media. He's on all the major sites. Just search Damian Rucci. He's funny, and he's entertaining. Entertaining to follow. I want to give a shout out to my moms, Chris and Darren, coming out to my graduation party at the Inkwell Long Branch last night. And a super big shout out to my sister Marie for putting it all together. It was a great time. And other than that, I'm still going to work on improving the show and expanding our operation and increasing our listenership tenfold. I'm trying to build bridges and find more guests to come on the show. I'm trying to find people to call in the show with questions and comments. For more information on that, email me at blackhelicopternews@gmail.com. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at PresidentZen1. Alright, so that about wraps up this segment. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. I've got a quick reflection on my internship since it ended Friday, May 6th. I've even got a clip from that, from the morning announcements, where I got a shout out. And I got highlights from today's graduation ceremony for NJCU. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen 1. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen 1, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1 with a new CD, Rorschach Test. featuring the smash single Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test, available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Records Shop or on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Records Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Records Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Records Shop on eBay.
And we're back. Next up, I have a quick reflection on my internship that I started January 25th, and it ended just this last Friday, May 6th, 2016. And I've got highlights from New Jersey City University's 2016 commencement ceremony that was held at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey today, this morning. So the internship was very transformational for me. It was very near and dear to my heart. I miss it. Miss Maggs and Mrs. Alfieri were phenomenal. They were my mentors, so they will always have a very special place in my heart. They were phenomenal. Also, Miss Rose, Mrs. Fields, Miss Valisi, Miss Wakula, Mr. Cullen, Mr. Nully, Mr. Joseph, Mrs. Kessler. They helped me succeed, and I'm grateful for them being there for me. I learned a lot about myself on this journey, and other people. Learned a lot about life, and it was a great experience, and I wish I never had to leave. They're all just the best. They really are. And I got a clip from my final day. I was actually mentioned in a morning announcement. Camera 5, go.
I also want to thank two dedicated individuals that have been with us since right after the winter break. Miss Richardson and Mr. Robinson. Both of them have worked very hard in the bags and the Buckley class. So we appreciate all of the learning that they have done. We thank Ms. Maggs, Ms. Alfieri, Ms. Moore, and Ms. Buckley for helping both of them become amazing teachers. We wish them the best of luck as they finish up their semester of college, and we thank you for all the time that you have given to the Green Grove School.
All right, next up, highlights from the graduation ceremony. I want to commend that institution and give a shout out to Dr. Morales, Professor Martinick, Professor Hooper Hammersley, Professor Bragg, also Professor Latte, Professor DeRoyan. These are all amazing people that had a positive impact on my life. These are real life heroes. These are real life heroes. I like that. So NJCU, New Jersey City University. It's an outstanding school. It's located in Jersey City, New Jersey. I've interviewed numerous students from there, starting with episode 1. And there's a little Easter egg in one of the clips from the highlights when they're naming names. The individual from episode 1, his name was called. And to expand on that Easter egg, when I included my name being called by the Master of Ceremonies, the other students that I had in front of my name were called in front of me. They're also fellow students that I have gotten to know on this journey. I love my alma mater, and I'm pleased to present highlights from the May 11, 2016 commencement ceremony. So without further ado, Mr. Producer Man, Camera 10, go!
John Galimakis. Patrick Anthony O'Connor. Autumn Tara Nonemaker. George Roberts, summa cum laude.
Andrew
Robinson, cum laude.
We will now confer your degrees, but following the conferral of the degrees, we will all ask everyone to stand and join in the singing of our alma mater. So, the moment you've been waiting for. By virtue of the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of New Jersey City University, and in recognition of your attainments in completing the prescribed curriculum I confer upon each of you the respective academic degrees and professional diploma for which you have been recommended with all the rights, duties, immunities, privilege, and responsibilities thereunto appertaining. Congratulations.
Okay, please remain standing. I want to thank those of you who stayed. And before we have the graduates go and conquer the world, I just want to have you join Miss Cherie Gill, who is a graduate, 2016 graduate, with a degree in Bachelor of Arts for the singing of the NJCU's alma mater.